Alabama's syndicated news talk leader, Right Side Radio, Phil Williams here live in the Right Side Studios. Man, we got the local, the state, the national covering down on all of the issues. And oh yeah, like the dude just said, solid conservative and just plain right. Well, welcome to hour number two on this hump day, the day before Independence Day. And I'm glad to go to the phones right now. We're in Dipper number one, talking about school days, and I'm going to bring on somebody who's a frequent flyer on the show. Stephanie Smith, president of the Alabama Policy Institute, is on the line. Stephanie Smith, how are you doing?
I'm doing great, Phil. Thanks for having me on.
Absolutely. And by the way, before we go any further, I gotta brag on you and congratulate you. Under your leadership, the State Policy Network has now, you've been nominated for a national award. Am I correct?
That is correct. We were pretty pleased. It's called the Bob Williams Award, and you're familiar with it from your days at API, I'm sure, but it's the State Policy Network selects policy wins, basically, in a couple of different categories, and we were nominated for Best Home State Win, so we're in the top three in the nation for our work on school choice.
Outstanding. Well, it's nice segue into our topic today.
absolutely.
You guys have been advocates, and API has long been an advocate for school choice, and you guys did an amazing amount of work, yeoman's work, this Choose Act that we have in Alabama. And I think we might want to go ahead and remind the audience the details of the Choose Act, but then what I'm also really impressed with is you guys have launched a new website for public awareness on it. So hit us up. What you got?
Yeah, so the Choose Act was passed in March, and it was a really big deal. It's one of those things that because it passed a little quicker and a little, quote, easier than a lot of people thought, there wasn't as much public attention to it as you know, kind of a knockdown, drag-out fight, end of the session kind of thing. But, you know, Kay Ivey, to her credit, said that it was a top priority for her office. Will Ainsworth has been an advocate for several years for expanding school choice, and then the leadership of both houses got behind it, and we were able to pass that in March, and Kay Ivey signed it in March. So almost immediately, the Department of Revenue, which is the administrator of the program, started work on how to implement it. And so they're still in those processes. API has been in pretty constant communication with them through the implementation process. They're doing a great job. It's just one of those things that we're kind of in this no man's land on information because they're still developing how it's actually going to work, the logistics of how it's going to work for parents and things like that. So we decided, since we were such a part of the, you know, of passing the bill and drafting the bill and negotiations with it, we decided that we also wanted to be in charge, you know, we also want to be involved in the implementation of it and getting information out to the general public. So we started a new website called Education Freedom Alabama, and it's educationfreedomal.com. And it is going to be pushing out, it is now, and is going to be pushing out information to parents and schools and headmasters and homeschoolers and microschoolers about how the program is going to work as it develops and then how to access information from all of those vantage points about school choice in the state of Alabama.
No, that's cool. It's so needed because it's almost like because it passed so easily this year, despite the fact that, you know, we've been talking about it for years, but this comprehensive bill, this comprehensive bill sort of came together, and it's really because a lot of the work was done by folks like y'all behind the scenes, and then it just launched into the legislative process. I think that it didn't get the headlines it could have gotten, like the gambling bills did or whatever else. I think your website and awareness campaigns like this are going to be so necessary to make sure people know they have options.
Yeah, absolutely. So we put together the website. It's going to have information. It has information right now about eligibility, kind of who's eligible when, what years, you know, how it's actually going to work remains to be seen. But it has so far has information about what types of kids are eligible. So I'll walk through that real quickly.
Yeah.
In year 2020, this is starting 2025. So in year 2025, the first 500 spots go to students with special needs. And then next on the list will be active duty service member children. And then next on the list will be students from families of four with income about 300% of the poverty level, which it varies year to year. So this is not an exact figure, but for this year, it's about $90,000. So those are the three types of students that will be eligible in the first year. That same exact eligibility will be in place for the second year. And then in the third year, the first 500 slots go again to special needs. But then after that, students that are already in the program are prioritized, but it becomes open up to every single student in the state of Alabama. So we're trying to make sure that we get the word out for our people who have special needs kids, for active duty service member kids, and for people in that income demographic first. But then in that third year, it will be available, the process will be available for all students in the state of Alabama. And so we're trying to make sure that parents know that they have new options so that they can plan ahead for their kids for the next 3 to 5 to 7 years. So the question that we get the most often is, A, how is it going to work, which we can't really answer yet, and then B, what kind of money are we talking about? Yeah. And so that's an important aspect, too, which is it's up to $7,000. It's a $7,000 price tag per student enrolled in a participating school, and then $2,000 per student for those who are homeschooling.
Yeah.
There's a cap for homeschoolers at $4,000 per family. And that's not meant as a punishment. It's just because they're not brick and mortar schools. And so it's cheaper to administer. It's, you know, it's cheaper to homeschool a child because you're buying curriculum and you're buying, supplies and even, digital supplies. But for one student, that's just not as expensive as a classroom.
So let me ask you this before we run out of time. This is a fairly comprehensive program, maybe one of the more comprehensive school choice options in the nation now.
It is.
And we've seen great things in places where something similar has been implemented. I'm wondering, though, has at the Alabama Policy Institute, have y'all been receiving calls from out of state with others saying, hey, how'd you do what you did? What's Alabama looking like? How do we get the model legislation? Is anybody calling you and asking from other locations how they
absolutely
can maybe move that way? Tell us about that.
Yeah, absolutely. Alabama was the 11th state to pass universal school choice legislation. So we're actually, we're not first. So we have some that we can look around and see the success stories and model ourselves after them. But yes, now we are getting lots of calls, especially because our program is a little bit different than anybody else's in the nation. The model really is Florida because they have had school choice for almost 20 years and they've been a huge success story. And so we modeled a lot of what we did and created in the state of Alabama after Florida and then also after Arkansas and Arizona. And so we had the benefit of seeing what has worked and what hasn't worked in other states. And we're modeling our program that direction, which is exactly what API is for, is to figure out what works in other states and bring the good ideas to Alabama, adapt them, Alabamify them, and then try to put them into place. And so that's what we're trying to do with school choice.
I think it's huge. I think it's awesome. I'm excited to see the results. I mean, I look forward to seeing Alabama's numbers come up in general. But I love the fact that parents are going to have a say in that. And I think that's huge. And let me ask you this, too, with about a minute and a half or 2 minutes left. So the teachers union hates it with a passion. Has there been any threat of litigation to try and enjoin the act being implemented?
I have not heard or been privy to any threat of that at all.
Oh, nice.
which has been surprising.
let me gather myself.
I know. In almost every other state, that has been the case. Now, I will say that, AEA went back and forth during the legislative process, from being opposed to being neutral to back to being opposed. I think the real fight, another fight that we'll have with this is on the funding side in year three. But we set it up as a tax credit program, kind of a hybrid program, and I think that that will help us get it funded. And then also having all of those lawmakers really be for it. There wasn't a whole lot of opposition to it. I think we'll push it forward. And part of pushing it forward and it really being a successful program is getting the word out and allowing people to be able to use it. And so that's why we're trying to do what we're doing.
So speaking of which, let's end with saying the website again, if people want to check it out in more detail, is what?
Sure. It's educationfreedomalabama.com, but it's just AL. So educationfreedomal.com. There's information on there, and there's an opportunity to put your email address in there, and we'll send you email updates as things change to your inbox.
Oh, nice. Okay, great. Well, listen, before you go, too, I happen to notice you guys have got a big dinner coming up this fall, and you've already secured your keynote speaker, Dr. Ben Carson. Am I right?
That is right. That's it's going to be September 26th at V Club, and Dr. Ben Carson will be in town for a roundtable, a reception, and also as our keynote speaker.
Awesome. All right. We'll touch base with you about that as we get closer to it. But in the meantime, Stephanie Smith, thanks so much. Have a great 4th.
I appreciate it. Thanks, Phil.
See you. I love seeing API doing what they're doing. I think that, that Stephanie has truly taken them back to a place that they are impacting public policy in a great conservative way, and I love the fact that they're getting nominated now for a national award. We won a national award while I was there in 2020, and she's taking it to new levels. All right, let's take a break right now. We'll come right back. I'll get a few text messages and put a lid on this one, and then we'll jump into number 2 of the Triple Dipper. Don't hurt their pride. It's a big deal, y'all. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. We'll be right back.